From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kenyan Muslims defy terrorists. Islamist gunmen ambushed a bus traveling from Nairobi to Mandera, Kenya on Monday and demanded that passengers separate into groups of Christians and Muslims. But Muslim passengers refused these orders, protecting their Christian counterparts. Witnesses say some Muslim passengers gave headscarves to non-Muslims to help conceal their identities. The gunmen soon left. Nairobi resident Mohamed says the show of solidarity demonstrates the Kenyan spirit.
And from now, we the Muslims will be the forefront to fight terrorism. You don't need to kill a brother of mine or my teacher or a doctor who is treating you. Somebody is coming, then separating you into two different religions, killing one and leaving other. That one is a coward attack, and the Muslim community must confront that. What they did was a heroic, and we really welcome it, and that is what we believe on.
Mr. Muhammad says the attack was un-Islamic.
Islam has nothing to do with terrorism.
Al-Shabaab has staged a number of deadly attacks in Kenya since 2011. Iraqi troops closed in on Islamic State fighters on Wednesday in central Ramadi, where they're trying to retake the city they lost 7 months ago and further shrink the Islamic Caliphate. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterism unit pushed toward the government complex in Ramadi. Rad Kashi is a local journalist who says many people have managed to flee, but those who couldn't are currently being used by ISIS to deter Iraqi forces and international coalition warplanes from targeting ISIS bases inside Ramadi. Iraqi military officials say government forces expect to be in control of Ramadi in a few days. This is VOA News. A British lawmaker has written to Prime Minister David Cameron asking him to challenge the United States after a British Muslim family was denied permission to travel to Southern California at the last minute. A Disneyland vacation for Muhammad Tariq Mahmood and his family was inexplicably interrupted.
He said that they had a phone call from Washington, D.C. Not permitting us to board the plane. And that's what we were told, and nothing further. You know, and our kids were asking, they were devastated as to what's going on, because they were planning this for months, and they kept asking what's going on. I mean, we didn't have a clue what to tell our kids, you know, and that was it.
Prime Minister Cameron's office said that they'll be looking into the lawmaker's claim. The Afghan government has sent reinforcements to the besieged southern district of Helmand province after Taliban militants captured large parts of the area in recent days. Fighting continues as army and police arrive to help security forces after days of clashes. The Taliban began their advance on the Sangin district on Sunday after storming government buildings and capturing the administrative center. National elections in the Central African Republic appear to be in jeopardy Wednesday, as the country's election authority said time was short to organize the vote. There are rumors the election day may be postponed. Katerina Heyer has more from Bangui.
For the first time since the Seleka rebels ousted a government in 2013, voters in Dakar are scheduled to select a new president and parliament. The question is when. Right now, the vote is still set for Sunday, December 27th, but that date may still change. 1.7 million people are registered to vote, according to the National Election Authority, or ANE, but many have yet to receive their voter cards. Ballots arrived this week and still need to be distributed across the country. There might not be enough time, says ANE logistics officer Muruba Sakanga.
Ah, d'accord. Bon.
We have very little time to organize the elections, and we had to rush, he says. The time to realize the elections is not really there. Despite this, we are doing all we can to be ready in time. Katerina Heye for VOA News, Bangui.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Amnesty International added to the criticism of Russia's air campaign in Syria with a new report today saying the bombings have killed at least 200 civilians in Homs, Idlib, and Aleppo provinces. The rights group said the Russian airstrikes have hit homes and hospitals and that its research showed there were no fighters or military targets nearby. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the former Yukos oil chief and critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. He denies the charge, calling them a response to his pro-democracy work. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.